Our scripture reading for today's service is going to be taken from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 21. God is love. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed amongst us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe that the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected amongst us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate a brother or sister are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please stand as you are able for the gospel reading. Our reading is taken from John 15, 1 through 8. Jesus, the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ. Amen. Please be seated.
Life is short. This popular statement reflects a basic yet profound reality that I don't have to remind you of often. When I was serving at Barstow First United Methodist Church from 1999 through 2003 as pastor, I officiated numerous wedding ceremonies, not only for the congregation, but also for the community members. One day, a man and woman in their 50s came to see me, asking me to officiate their marriage. I offered them a series of premarital counseling, even though it would be their second marriage. And throughout the sessions, I got to know them better. They got to know me and found their home church in Barstow. Upon the completion of the counseling sessions, I joyfully officiated their wedding with blessings. I invite them to join the church, and they did. They loved the church as new members. Then, unfortunately, after only 3 months passed, the husband suddenly got sick and died. That was shocking and heartbreaking news, not only to their families, but also to everyone in the congregation. I officiated a funeral service for the grieving wife, the family, and the church family. So that was the shortest period between a wedding and a funeral for the same church member. Yes, life is short. A similar case also happened to First UMC of Riverside a few years ago. During COVID-19 pandemic time, one of the longtime members of the church one day called me and asked me to officiate a brief marriage ceremony for her and her fiancé at her home in Riverside. Long story short, after about 6 months from their marriage, the wife, who was in her 70s, got sick, probably due to a COVID-related complication, was hospitalized and passed away so suddenly. And I didn't know she had passed away until I visited her vacant home and found a for sale sign. A gardener who happened to work at the next door told me that the lady who had been living there had died, and her husband was also sent to a hospice care facility. Again, life is short. Time always flies, and our memories are fading. Yes, just as many people say, life is too short to be wasted. So, even though our life is short, everyone wants to live a happy and meaningful life, right? One of the best ways to make your life meaningful and happy would be to love everyone. You don't have to be a Christian or be religious. Everyone needs to be loved, and everyone needs to love. I'm sure many of you, if not most, remember one of the best songs of the Beatles, the 1967 song, All You Need Is Love. Can anyone sing this song? Okay. The song begins, love, 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 right? Remember that, right? Three times, and there is nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung, and so on. And the highlight, all you need is love. Ba, 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 right? Finally, the song's conclusion, love is all you need. So, what is the meaning of love is all you need? Of course, it means that love is the most important thing in the world. However, it can also mean that love is the one thing the world is lacking, the thing you don't have enough of. Of course, the word love includes all types of love, like brotherly love, or romantic love, or God's love. However, we all know that all these kinds of love fundamentally come from God's love. If you hear the song, All You Need Is Love, only with the words, without any actions in love, you might think of the captain of the Titanic singing it to his passengers, sinking passengers. True love is to offer a lifeboat to the passengers, sinking passengers. The Danish theologian and philosopher Søren Kierkegaard once said, quote, "To love another person is to help him or her to love God." No matter how people, including you and me, are searching to find a meaningful and happy life through loving others, we always end up with God's love shown in the Bible. 1 John 4:7 and 8, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love." God is love. Yes, indeed. When you realize this, you will love one another. However, loving is not that easy or simple. It might be challenging for you to love someone or some people. Love is a choice. Love is a matter of will, something you decide to do because it is more than worthy to make your life joyful. C.S. Lewis, a well-known British writer, scholar, and Anglican lay theologian, wrote in his book, Mere Christianity, quote, "Do not waste your time bothering whether you love your neighbor. Act as if you did." As soon as we do this, we find one of the great secrets. When you are behaving as if you loved someone, you will presently come to love him. If you injure someone you dislike, you will find yourself disliking him more. If you do him a good turn, you will find yourself disliking him less. Unquote. Sometimes even loving someone, liking or loving someone can be risky. However, it would be much better than not even trying to love. Love anyhow. Just do it. We must learn how to love from God, who is the source of love for everything and for everyone. Verse 16 from 1 John, "God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them." Also, verse 21, "The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also." Now, let us pay attention to the words of Jesus. Jesus proclaims in John 15 and verse 5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing." And the last verse of the Gospel of John text, "My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." Yes, every word is about love, God's love. We are called to be the church by loving God and by loving one another. In this sense, I would say that the church is a school of love. Everyone in this school of love is a student and a learner. Everyone in this school of love is a teacher and mentor. And everyone is in this school is an imperfect yet ever faithful follower of Jesus. Yes, everyone always strives to learn and share God's love with everyone. The goal of the school of love is simply to bear much fruit. What kind of fruit are we supposed to bear as a part of this school of love? Of course, is love, but not just in words, but in actions and truthful heart. 1 John 3:18 says, "Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth." Love is meant to be practiced in actions. Love is not meant to be kept as just some knowledge. Love is supposed to be shared with everyone. Love is not supposed to be confined to just the thinking or dreaming. Love should be the center of your life, your faith, and your hope. One of the great books I read on love during COVID-19 lockdown is entitled "Love is the Way, Holding On to Hope in Troubling Times," written by Bishop Michael Curry, presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, published in 2020. I'd like to share with a couple of the last two paragraphs. Quote, "When God, who is love, becomes our spiritual center of gravity and love our moral compass, we live differently, regardless of what the world around us does. The world changes for the better, one life at a time." He continues, "Love can help and heal when nothing else can. Love can lift up and liberate when nothing else will. May God love you and bless you, and may God hold us all in those almighty hands of love." Unquote. I'd like to share with you a story of two brothers I had heard when I was young, very young in Korea. The story, of course, it was a Korean version, and it was very popular in Korea. Surprisingly, I have found this same story in A Second Helping of Chicken Soup for the Soul book, published in 1993. This love story must be universal, because you can find this story all over the places around the world. The two brothers worked together on the family farm. One was married and had a large family. The other was single. At the day's end, the brothers shared everything equally, produce and profit. Then one day, the single brother said to himself, "It is not right that we should share equally the produce and the profit. I am alone and my needs are simple." So each night, he took a sack of grain from his bin and crept across the field between their houses, dumping it into his brother's bin. Meanwhile, the married brother said to himself, "It is not right that we should share the produce and the profit equally. After all, I am married and I have my wife and children to look after me in years to come. My brother has no one and no one to take care of his future." So each night, he took a sack of grain and dumped it into his single brother's bin. Both men were puzzled for years because their supply of grain never dwindled. Then one dark night, the two brothers bumped into each other. Slowly it dawned on them what was happening. They dropped their sacks and embraced one another. In the school of love, everyone always takes a lifelong course on love, no matter how short or how long your life would be. The American historian and writer Washington Irving once wrote, quote, Love is never lost. If not reciprocated, it will flow back and soften and purify the heart. That's right. There is no such thing as too much love. Overflowing and abundant love is God's love always. Your love can multiply and always comes back to you with more love. The American historian and Lutheran scholar Martin Marty has hanging on his study wall a motto given to him by a mentor and former bishop. He ponders it daily, quote, "Life is short, and we have not much time for gladdening the hearts of those who travel the way with us. Oh, be swift to love, make haste to be kind." My brothers and sisters in Christ, the church is the school of love. We, the church, are here to learn, practice, and share God's love with one another. Our connections is bonded by love. The foundation of our faith is God's love. All we have to do is remain in God by remaining in Christ's love. I'd like to close my sermon with these words of Jesus addressed to his faithful and loving disciples, verses 7 and 8. "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." Welcome to the school of love. I pray that you enjoy and cherish God's love with one another in this school of love and invite others to come to this school of love too. Thanks be to God. Amen.